We're discussing weiter now the chalukah, the equitable use achar mois of the person who died by his children of his nechasim. And what we said is, we learned in the last parak that there's no din of Yerusha of a bas b'mokah ben. However, Chazal, we finished off the last parak saying that Chazal were masakin, that bonos have a right to mezoinos. This is like one of the shibudim of a ksuba. That whenever somebody marries a woman, he's mechuyev to the mozon of her daughters. And if he dies and he leaves over bonos ktanos, they are mesparnesos minechosov until either they're mesarsim, until they're erusin, and they already have a commitment from another man, or until they become boigros. So now, how exactly do we use and do we allot nechosim of the tfusas habayis to the bonos, even b'mokum that there are bonim? So Mishnah says like this: Mishemeis v'niach bonim u'bonis. Somebody died and he left over bonim who have a din yerusha deraisa. At the same time, there are bonis that have a din parnosam mezoinis. Parnosam mezoinis over here I'll use loosely. It's all the basic needs that you'll have: food, shelter, clothing, v'chule. Today, Mishnah would include tuition. So the halacha goes like this: B'zman shanachosam merubim, when the assets are ample, there's enough money in the bank account that the fellow who died left over. So habanim yeshuv, habanim nizaynu. So there's room for both. Nechosim watim. Let's say there's very little nechosim. Now lechayru the banim have it in Yerusha deraisa. So women mayit from the Yerusha. That's in the ratio already. The sons want a yash and $1 million. $1 million is baksha, plenty of money. Okay, there's money to take care. They wouldn't mind having extra. They wouldn't mind having the whole million. Lemaisa. It could be that a quarter of the million will have to be used for expenses for their sisters, and their portion to divide up will be divided as many ways as there are sons, between 750,000. What happens if there isn't enough? We just said the expenses, let's say, of supporting the daughters are 250,000, and that's all there is in the bank account. So then, habonis yizaynu v'habonim yishalu al apsachim. Chiddush. Even though the bonus have a schus mezoinis only midirabonon, Yerusha is deraisa, bonim chazal were misakin the takon, even at the expense of cutting out bonim from Yerusha, the bonim are left with nothing. Yishulah al psachim is chazal's way of saying that they'll have to go beg, they'll have to go ask for tzedakah. The Gemara does point out that part of the rationale behind this halacha is that it's more galat to send bonim knocking on doors than bonos, the tznius and the busha of bonos is far greater. So that's why Chazal was masakin. Admoy noimer, he's outraged. B'shul shani zochev sadati. I have a schus Yerusha midaraisa. So because I'm a boy, I should be a nifsad. Omer Rav Gamliel, royani is divrei Admoin. Rav Gamliel says, I'm maskim to Admoin's taina. The ma'aseh the halacha is like the Tanakama. This shakel v'tario of a taina of Admoin with a hachrof from Rav Gamliel and a psak halacha is something that we have in the end of Maseches Ksuvos. There's a whole perek that discusses this. We'll just be moisiv that the din of shatzing up who will get the nechosim, bonim, bonois, is in the karka. The din of mezonis habonis is only from karka nametaltlin. However, takonis hagoinim, we had this in extensively in Maseches Ksuvos. The Rambam discusses in Isha's perek tezayin, is to look at in all the dinei ksuba to treat metaltlin as Chazal's equivalent of karka. Chazal's world, karka was the only real asset. Metaltlin come and go. They created shibudim and different frameworks of financial commitments in karkois, not metaltlin. In our world, metaltlin was just as much as karka. In the times of the goinim, there was very little recourse to karka. So because of that, shibud ksuba and the dinam bonus, mazan abonus, and various other dinim are also metaltlin. Mishnah Beis, hiniyah bonim ubonos v'tumtum. So he has left over, let's say, two sons, two daughters. He left over a fifth child, a tumtum, who you have no way of knowing, that's what a tumtum is, whether he's a zocher or he's in a kever. You can't tell because of a defect, biologically, if he's a ben or a bas. Bizman shanachosim merubim, aschorim doichin oisolais on the kever. He's a sofik. So now we're going to play the mitzad sveikis in moment, hamaitzim mechavdal v'rayim muchzik. The bonim and bonis are going to play a shtickle tug of war with this tumtum. When there's money betzim for everybody, so betzim there's money to allot and put in a separate escrow account for the nechosim of the bonos. The leftovers could go for the Bonim. Is the Tumtum part of the Bonim faction? And then let's say there's $5 million. So they left over $1 million from the Zionists to the Bonis for the next 15 years. The next 10 years, whatever it is. But then there's another $10 million for the Schorim. So the Schorim are Deichen Eitz on the Kavis. Don't come to us and tell us that you have a schus to apportion Yerusha with us, because maybe you're a Bas. But he does have, he, she, whatever, then does have a schus at least to Mizainis, so it'll have to go to the Mizainis. Now that's when there's Nechosim Merubim, but when there's Nechosim Muatim, Harev and Nekevus, we just learned, are going to be Doichen, and they're going to be Zeichen to Mizainis before the brothers. So the father left over $250,000, and it's not enough for Mizainis. The Bonis say, as far as we're concerned, you're a Ben, you can't cut into our allotment of Mizainis. And the Kevus Doichen, it's Leizel Skar. He's stuck. We're discussing over here Sveikis of Zocha Nekev. The Mishnah throws in another din, which is unrelated to what we just learned. A person says that he's being Mazaka a Mona now, a certain amount of money, to a child that will be born. Now, there's a major cash over here. A child that will be born, we hold you can't be Makne to a Dovish Lebalalam. Even the Manda Omo holds that other Makne Dovish Lebalalam, let's say Paris, of next year's crap that haven't grown yet, Mandam Ramey, it's not Poshut, Machlekes HaMeroim, Rav Nachman or Ravuna, whether you hold also that you can be Makne to a person that's not here yet, i.e. an Uber. Even an Uber is Bechal Samey, who's not here, even though physically there's something here, but that's not called a person yet, to be Makne. The chiluk between the two, by the way, is clear. At least when you have Reuven and Shimon, so Reuven says, I'm being Makne you next year's Paris. So the Kenyan is a commitment between two parties. You can make a Maisa Kenyan between the two parties to be Chal in Paris that will grow next year. That you could hear. Machlaikis, but you could hear where you would hold all the Makne Dovah Shal Balaylam. But to make a Maisa Haknot to somebody that doesn't exist yet, what does that mean? So Mel, there's a Mandama that, there's, even according to Mandama, hold other Makne Dovah Shal Balaylam, that not. What's Pshat now in Mishnah? So the Gemara makes over here in a Kimta that we're talking over here about a Shchimera. A Shchimera can be Makne. The same way he can be Makne without a Maisa Kinyan, he could also be Makne Zachen that a Loi Bala Oilam. He could also be Makne to somebody who's Loi Bala Oilam. This is the way the Rav brings down. It's from a Gemara Kuf and Beis. Lamaisa, there is another Loshen. It's a Shalah had a Paskin. The Rambam brings a different Loshen. The Rambam says that the halacha that we're talking about in Perchov Beis of Hilchos Mechira is that even though normally a person cannot be makne odovish lebalayim or le odom shlebalayim, but since it's his child, so mele odom korveitz al benoi, and he can be mezake to benoi, he'll do the ma'aseh kinyan with somebody else. We're talking over here in Adam Boris. He has to be makne with a kinyan. Even though the Mishnah says ha'imer, which would fit with if we're talking about a shchimera. But no, we're talking about a bari. He did a ma'aseh kinyan. Somebody else was zeicha for the uber, and the kinyan will take effect. La'acha that he's noilad. That's when he's going to get a mana put into a trust fund for him as soon as he's born. So that's of course if the child is a zeicha. If the father said, if my wife gives birth to a nekeva, then masayim. So yolda nekeva and it tells masayim. Same thing. What happens if he says like this? Im zochar mona, im nekeva masayim. He says either or. V'yolda zochar unekeva, he had twins. So his das wasn't to give 300. But we assume that he had a mind. L'maisa, if he has two children, the more the merrier, so then he would give out 100 plus 200. However, yolda tumtum and enoitel. The assumption is that a tumtum is not happy about that he didn't include in his bequest. Imama kol masha telit ishti yitol, he says a lashon that's kalelas, kol masha telit, hareze yitol, even a tumtum, because kol includes any child that's born, even a tumtum. Vim ein shom yerush elohu, yerush es hakol. The Mishnah is saying something interesting over here. There would be a Hamid that said that a Tumtum is not a Zohar, not a Kate in a cave, and there's no Din Yerusha. The Torah only says Yerusha Lagabi's sons, or if he doesn't have a son, Vavatim's Nachlosi Lebitoi. But what happens if there is no son, nor a daughter? It's Tumtum. we don't look at him that he's a Beri b'fnei atzma legabi Yerusha. He might be in halacha Beri b'fnei atzma. He's not halachically a zocher, halachically in a keva, but he's definitely a child. And he's definitely b'chlal pash Yerusha if there's no other child. Of course, if there's a suffix, so then bon and bonus, we learned before, they have the schusim to be doichim to the other gender.